You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
President Trump today in a statement to Fox News, and something's going to be also mailed out to supporters and others because his social media accounts have been shut down, states, in light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, big cap words, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for. It is not what America stands for. I call on all, big caps again, all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. Thank you. Well, of course, for many, that's too late and doesn't really mean it anyway, they would say. And, of course, you've got Hillary Clinton coming forward offering advice for all Republicans and conservative media talking to me. Thank you, Hillary. I wish you'd call me directly. We could talk about it in more detail. But advising me and others in the conservative media and Republicans, here's how you can begin the healing and unifying process. Accurately state that Joe Biden was duly elected president in a free and fair election. Urge Trump supporters to refrain from further violence. Well, I do that, Hillary. I am urging any Trump supporter, no violence. I did it the other day in the Capitol Hill. That shouldn't happen. I've said if all these events that are threatened began to happen across the nation leading up to the inauguration day and in D.C., do not take part. Just stay away from it. It is not representing patriotism. But I cannot say that Joe Biden was duly elected in a free and fair election because I have questions. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I still had questions. But I will accept it as a fact. I'm not going to challenge it. We tried a challenge the other day under the law that allows it. It failed on the 6th of January. But in the process, Hillary, we have been lied to. So here's a problem. And so many of them are saying, why don't you just accept the results of the election? Why argue it? Well, because Hillary and the resist movement have not one time said that President Trump was legitimately elected. Not one time. And when we got sold stories and tales and P dossiers and stuff put together, paid for by DNC and Hillary campaign, why do you think we have some questions? And when you talk about trying to bring peace and calm, Hillary, maybe you talk to Chuck Schumer, your fellow Democrat, who's insisting Trump should not hold office one day longer. Well, that's not helping. Vice President Pence, of course, is being pushed by Pelosi to stand up and go with the 25th Amendment. They wouldn't have to do the House impeachment. Well, they're still going to do that probably anyway. But if he would sign off on the 25th Amendment, they could just remove Trump. Pelosi wrote to her and said, I will not invoke it. And he turned around and used Ecclesiastes 3:3, a time to heal, reminding her that Pelosi, you used that same verse to call for an end to the divisions in the country the other day. Maybe you need to look at the Bible, he's saying. And, of course, Trump will stay in office and likely finish out his term because it takes a Senate conviction to remove him even after being impeached by the House. And Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, says, no, we're not going to bring the Senate back until after Inauguration Day. Now, here's the key. If the House votes to impeach, which it clearly looks like they're going to at some point today, which would include some Republicans with them, when he reconvenes the Senate, what's going to happen then if they bring that issue up and they get into a vote and it's 50-50 and Kamala Harris will be the one to split the vote? Riddle me that. And, of course, whatever can be done to hurt Trump in any way. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says, I got away. We're going to sever all contracts with the Trump organization because we blame him for the insurrection at the Capitol. De Blasio telling the New York legal team, cut any contract we have with the Trump organization. He will no longer profit from the city of New York. De Blasio, you do know that that's a two-way street, that the city of New York benefits by Trump and the monies he brings in tax monies? Isn't that kind of, well, you know the saying. Oh, I cannot let this go. As you know, there have been efforts all around to shut down Trump on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, because we cannot allow a man to do something like that. It's wrong. Now, Twitter, who banned Trump from the platform permanently, now is speaking out in favor of free speech and against the internet being shut down in Uganda. Uganda. That president seeking a sixth term. He's been in office 35 years, won't allow free speech. Twitter said, hey, you can't shut us off. Free speech, free speech. Ironic as hell.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a freighter come in. On a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Donald Trump is not the only problem. Donald Trump is one that we have to work. We have to work on getting Donald Trump out, but we cannot allow his minions. We cannot allow his friends. We can't allow his cousins to stay in place. Those that are doing his bidding have to go as well. You want to abide by the Constitution. If you want to abide by your sworn oath, it's time for you to go.
The words of newly elected Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush, Democrat. I love, absolutely love, how often Democrats rally around the Constitution when it supports something they want. And they use that word like a hammer. Otherwise, they look away. They don't care about the Constitution. We're going to see how it changes going forward, of course, because as we had told you about how important that vote was for Georgia, it's going to be right in your face, folks. And that means Senate confirmation for Supreme Court justices and Senate vote on maybe packing the court, adding more justices to the Supreme Court. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. The question is, Larry, if it is a 50-50 split and each party continues to hold its side and can keep everyone in line with their party, neither party has a majority, who runs the Senate? You're not going to like the answer. The party that holds the vice presidency. The Constitution makes the vice president the president of the Senate, and more importantly, has the power to cast a decisive vote in case of a tie. So if it goes down the way it is, obviously right now, there will not be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It would just be Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. and for whomever the Democrats decide to elect as heir. Of course, that'd be, it's going to be obviously Chucky from New York. But what you heard Cori Bush say a moment ago, this exercise underway right now in the House to impeach Trump, vote could happen at any moment, probably in the next hour, maybe a little bit longer. More than likely, he will be impeached a second time by the House. It will have to go to the Senate. And Mitch McConnell said, we're not going to resume and bring the Senate back until after the inauguration. Well, when they come back, they will be 50-50. And at that point, Mitch will not be in charge of the Senate majority, because there is no majority. He'll be in charge of Republicans only, and Chuck Schumer in charge of the Democrats, and Kamala will be the one in charge. And if there's an indictment coming out of the House today, which more than likely will be, then you're going to have Kamala moving forward to bring it to trial in the U.S. Senate and convict Trump. Why? Well, because of the riot at the Capitol, but for all the other things that they've tried to pin on him, some legit, some not, some made up, some fact, some fiction, some just pure BS, but they just don't care if it's Trump. That's okay. The very fact that they were arguing already and claiming that it was wrong, that he was trying and the GOP was trying to change the rules of the country and overthrow a legitimate election by challenging the Electoral College votes that were coming in. Again, the words of Congresswoman Cori Bush to put that in play for you.
Our Republican colleagues chose to do the work to try to overturn the 2020 election. And on top of that, incite this insurrection that happened on January the 6th. There is no way that we can sit back and allow that to happen and just say, oh, but those are our colleagues, you know, that, you know, we shouldn't do anything. Let's just work on Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not the only problem.
And that means back to you again, not just getting rid of Trump, but his minions, cousins, anything that you had to do, if you had anything to do with Trump. Let's break down our argument. First of all, she's talking about the fact that Senator Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley of Missouri were among those leading in the Senate as they joined for the joint session to challenge some of the electoral votes. In the House, you had Republicans like Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and others trying to say, we need to challenge some of these votes. We're not sure that they were properly done, and that's allowable. But to hear Cori Bush and many Democrats, they're right there. You're trying to overturn the election just doing that. Well, if it could be proven, it would have led to that, but it wasn't, and it fell short. But it was allowed. It was, since you wanted to refer the Constitution word earlier, there's nothing unconstitutional about it. It's allowed in the rules. And Jim Jordan, just today, on the House floor, reminded Congressman Jim McGovern, Democrat, that in 2017, McGovern, you were the first to stand as objecting to the results in 2017 as we tried to certify the votes for Trump. When they go through the roll call for the electoral votes, they go, obviously, alphabetically. First up, Alabama. Well, at that moment, Jordan said, guess who the first objector was January 6, 2017? First objector, the Democrat chair of the Rules Committee. Guess which state he objected to? Alabama. The very first state called. And Trump had won that state by a massive margin. And Jordan points out the obvious, which I don't think the obvious gets through to these folks. He said they can object to Alabama in 2017, but tell us we can't object to Pennsylvania in 2021. The rules are there for both. It's not a matter of double standards. But as Jordan says, Americans are tired of the double standards. We're tired of the hypocrisy. And he says Democrats in 2017, Democrats objected to more states at the Electoral College counting and certification in 2017 than Republicans did last week. Democrats objected to more states in 2017 to keep Trump out of office than Republicans did last week, and yet the Republicans are wrong. And, of course, you had the rally outside the Capitol that Trump had said, come to D.C., let's rally. And then he said, let's march on the Capitol, let them know and hear our voice. Or words to that effect. He did not say go in there and riot and push against police and hurt them and threaten legislators or destroy property or steal or anything and vandalize. He didn't say that one time. But the Democrats have decided we have enough language from him that we can impeach him for inciting a riot, insurrection. And the other problem we face here, and I keep thinking, when are we ever going to get past this argument? And that is that Trump really never represented all Americans, only white Americans. So I guess the minorities who voted for him got to feel, well, boy, did I get gypped. I thought he represented me too. And they stood up and supported. They showed up at his campaign rallies. They contributed money. They worked in the fields and the door-to-door for him. But according to Cori Bush, you were just being the puppet of the slave master.
Also to all of those grassroots groups, those black and brown organizers, those groups that pushed to help bring this win home for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, we won't stand for it. And so I'm speaking up. You are going to hear that we're not going to let this go because this is a racist attempt. We have to call it what it is. It's white supremacy at its finest.
Well, there it is again, the race card. You're not allowed to have a dissenting view, period, and especially if the race card can be pulled. And the riot at the Capitol, as I said the other day in a piece I posted on Larry Connors USA Facebook, the riot is going to be the latest. And I absolutely deplore what happened in the Capitol the other day. And those who were arrested for the violence they caused, they should be charged fully. And I hope they are, every step of the way. There will be some that will, you know, they kind of got caught up in it, but they didn't really do anything. Yeah, they were inside the Capitol. But if you knew you had to push aside police and chase them up stairways before you got in, then you were guilty as well. But there could be some at the very back. I don't know. I got the doors open. We all went in. I thought we were all gay. I didn't know. You could make that claim if you want. But whether it's Cori Bush saying anything, as you just heard, or President Trump, listen to the words of a newly elected congresswoman, Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina.
We need to recognize, number one, that our words have consequences. That there is violence on both sides of the aisle. We've contributed to it. We need to take responsibility for our words and our actions. We need to acknowledge there is a problem, take responsibility for it, and stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution.
That sounds great. It sounds sane. It sounds reasonable. But I've yet to see the left step forward with that same approach and condemn their own for justifying, allowing, and even encouraging riots and actions against Trump supporters or Trump himself or members of his office. And as I've cited for you already previously today and previous days before, numerous institutions are going after Trump supporters. They're making up a blacklist. They're definitely, if you work for Trump, you're in the Trump administration, if they can prove that you voted for Trump, your job could be in jeopardy. You got a Trump sticker on your car in the parking lot. They need to lay some people off. They go out there and say, oh, there's a Trump sticker. Okay, we got to lay this one off. Is that going to make us better? Is that going to bring our country together? I would say no. Both sides have to acknowledge their wrongs and step forward and take responsibility. And I'm telling you that those who rushed into the Capitol the other day, I don't care if they were truly full Trump supporters. I do believe the majority of them were. There might have been some Antifa and others mixed in, getting in with them. There's some that just, they had nothing. You know, what am I going to do? Oh, I know. It looks like fun. But all of them are guilty, and they should be held accountable, and we should denounce it severely. But I have to keep asking myself, how many times during the past did we hear the left come out and make any remarks against what was happening across our nation this last summer? We're going to get into that in more detail a little bit later in this hour as Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo will tackle that subject, and they say, no, there's a difference. And the way they explain the difference, well, you know, I think I could understand how to build a F-18 fighter just by reading instructions and understand it better than listening to them explain what they're trying to pass. And again, we'll take a break, and I want you to hear again from a voice of reason, a newly elected member of Congress, Republican, from South Carolina, Congresswoman Mace. When we come back, I want you to hear what she has to say, and let's again try to put things in perspective, and then we will jump in with Don Lemon Fruitcake and Chris Cuomo Lost in the Air, and hear what they say and how they try to convince you there's a difference between what happened at the Capitol and what happened in our streets this last summer. And you cannot compare the two of them. All right, I'm going to take a breath and take a break, and we'll come back and try to be very reserved. Try to be.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Today I'm asking my colleagues to remember the words of the legendary, the great leader in this country, Dr. Martin Luther King, who once said, "The time is always right to do what is right." And if we're serious about healing the divisions in this country, Republicans and Democrats need to acknowledge this is not the first day of violence we've seen. We've seen violence across our country for the last 9 months.
Well, that is, again, newly elected Congresswoman Mace of South Carolina. But what she just said then, the left denies immediately. Said you cannot make an allegation tying what happened on Capitol Hill to what we've seen happen across this nation over the last several months. I think you can. Now, can you say it was for the same reasoning? No. But violence is violence. But more importantly, did we see the left speaking out against the violence over this last summer? Did we ever see them speak out against it? No, they basically gave praise and said, as Nancy Pelosi said, people do what they want to do. That doesn't help. You could use the same phrase from Pelosi. Reference what happened at the Capitol. People are going to do what they do when they feel they have no other way and they're angry and they got no way to reach out and everything. Well, I don't buy that. I don't buy it for those who are in the Capitol. I don't buy it for what happened over the summer. But we're going to get into that in more detail in a moment with Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. But the attacks and efforts continue against anyone that might be associated with Donald Trump. And in fact, Congressman Mondaire Jones, Democrat of New York, has called in a tweet to expel Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado. Now, she's the one I talked about earlier that got permission or demanding that she has a right to carry a firearm while in Congress. It's her Second Amendment right, and they got that on. But they're still supposed to not have a firearm on the floor and in certain areas. She can keep it in her office and locked up, which does her no good if she's on the floor and something like that happens again in the future, what we saw the other day, by either party. And, of course, she got in on the coattails of Donald Trump, clearly. So Congressman Jones, a new squad member from the leftist, put out this tweet showing a photo with some people who stormed the U.S. Capitol, and he put on the words, expel her, linking her to those storming the Capitol. He didn't bother checking facts. I mean, we don't need no stinking facts. Let's just do it. Well, he got called on it and said, actually, no, that was from an article last December in the Colorado Times Recorder. She was photographed with him last December, not during the day of the rioting that you're trying to suggest. Well, Congressman Jones quickly deleted his tweet. Why didn't Twitter check it out when it first went up and say that this should be questioned? No, they don't do that for the left. And again, when I hear folks say, you folks just accept the election. We did. They did not just accept the election. And yes, there are many Americans upset. But my position here is it's over. We got to move forward. And we got to hopefully do it where we can bring the nation together, not continue to divide us. And we have to fight any and every attempt to go after anyone on either side. Airbnb, announcing it's going to start reviewing any reservations for the D.C. area. It's going to ban any groups it believes are associated with hate groups or any violent activity. Now, I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, but they suppose they're going to look at whatever they think they can, and they're going to use that as a basis. Whether or not someone's convicted of anything, if they were arrested that day because they're on the grounds, they're going to say, well, we're not going to let you have space here. In other words, the assault will continue one way or the other. You will not be allowed to resume life as normal if you've ever been associated with Trump or anything that came close to it. If you're a conservative, and there are Republicans who've said, I'm not going to be part of the party anymore. I'm going to go somewhere, I mean, independent. Don't know what I'm going to do, but some of it just because get out from under the fire that's going to be around us on a continuous basis so I can kind of live my life, take care of my family, and do the things that are really important to me and my family. We'll take a break when we come back. Don Lemon Fruitcake on a tirade.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer to what happened at the Capitol. It's two different things. One was built on people, on racial justice, on criminal justice, right? On reform, on police not beating up or not police treating people of color differently than they do white. Okay? That is not a lie. Those are facts. Go look at them. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie perpetrated by the president and the people who support him. So just on that one, that merit, if you want to call it, it's not comparable. Those things are not comparable. So they should stop doing that and stop this whataboutism.
Whataboutism. In other words, if they are going and making remarks about the Capitol riot, which I still condemn, always have, you're not allowed to say, well, what about the reaction from the media and the left back during the summer? You can't do that, Don Lemon Fruitcake says. You stop this whataboutism. And he points out what happened last summer, built on people, racial justice, criminal justice, reform, police not beating up, police treating people different color. Okay, that's exactly pretty much what most of it was. Some of it was just to get in your face and cause mayhem and chaos and anarchy. But for those who were really looking to push those points, often their point and their view got hijacked. To that extent, the rally in the Capitol the other day, or at the D.C., and then the march to the Capitol down there, then you might say that got hijacked by some folks who just said, we're going to go in there and we're going to raise holy hell. Wrong decision. And some people went along with them. Maybe some decided to join in. Maybe some walked away at that point. It's not a matter of just the violence. It's a matter of the acceptance, explanation, excusing, allowance, and so forth. And you shouldn't do it on either side. That's what most of us have been trying to say to Don Lemon Fruitcake and others like that. There should be no excuse. But I ran the other day, and I don't have time for it now, a clip of about 3 minutes worth of various leftist news anchors and politicians saying, you know, it's all okay. We understand. People got angry. What are they going to do? That's what happens when they don't have any way to reach out. So none of that explains doing that and gives it justification. Not one. And then if you want to look again at comparison, the number of deaths, and any death is bad, and it's a shame what happened at the Capitol, especially a Capitol police officer killed in that attack. And a couple others who apparently, not officers, but those who were there having some cardiac arrest problems that led to death. And, of course, the woman who was shot climbing through the window. And there's a story about another Capitol police officer who, after that, ended up committing suicide. I don't know how all that's tied together, but the bottom line is that's bad. No one should take any praise and glory from that. Nor should you about the deaths over the summer, regardless of who's doing the shooting or why it all started. The George Floyd case, how many times we on this program condemned what happened at that point, the way it was done. But you're not allowed to draw any analogy and say, if you're going to condemn that, then, well, you should condemn this. But you can't condemn this and ignore that, which is what the left wants to do. Ignore, look away, like it did not happen. And, of course, Don Lemon Fruitcake says, what happened in the Capitol on lie perpetuated by the president. The people support him. The lie being, he thinks it was stolen. He doesn't think it's right. It was not fair. And they were going to challenge it, which, as I pointed out earlier, in 2017, when they were ready to certify the votes before Congress and Trump had won, the first state called, Alabama, and the Democrat chair of the Rules Committee stood up and immediately objected. He objected at that point, and so then they began a debate on that one. And as Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio said, we had Democrats object to more states in 2017 than we did last week. And yet we're wrong? Again, Don Lemon's approach on contesting results.
No one has ever, ever gone this far in saying that an election was illegitimate with all the evidence we have that this was that this election was legitimate.
No, you can't say that, Don Lemon Fruitcake, because for 4 years you guys have said Trump was not legitimately elected. This is the whole basis for the Russian collusion story. The whole basis. He did not get there free and fair. Our election was hijacked by the Russians to get him in. And they continued that story for all 4 years. So he's talking, of course, at that time with his colleague Chris Cuomo about how the conservative folks they don't get it. You cannot make a comparison and talk about whataboutism, because what happened in the summer, there's an entirely different explanation and reason, and that's why that's different than what we saw happen at the Capitol. The reasoning and argument are different. I will grant you that. The result is not different, and the fact that it was not condemned by the left then and now condemning this is different. Cuomo.
The truth is, as soon as somebody says to you, Don, when they are aware of what happened last week, but this summer, as soon as those words come out of their mouth, they do not care about what happened last week.
That's true.
Because they know everything that you're saying and I'm saying. They get that it's not apples to apples. Yeah. What it is a reflection of the truth of what is happening in this country, which is there are people who don't care, who don't like what was done, who don't believe the black people are justified. And it's why last week happened, and we can get angry, too.
Yep.
That's the truth.
And there are many black people, to use Cuomo's words, who condemned the riots last summer. There are many businesses that got burned out and lost their livelihood as the rioters attacked them. And there were many that said this is not the way to resolve this. So it wasn't just Trump supporters. It wasn't just whites. It was people that were inside their own community saying this is not helping us. Violence begets violence, unfortunately, often, way too often. And, of course, keep in mind, at that time, Democrats, and including the newly elected VP, Kamala Harris, was giving money to raise bail for rioters and looters. So obviously, believing they shouldn't have been locked up because they were rioting and looting. They were not being arrested because they were marching peacefully. They were arrested because they were in the streets looting, causing fires and everything else, and fighting. That's why they were arrested. And the ones in the Capitol the other day were arrested because they were in there causing mayhem and chaos. Just apply the law evenly. And yes, it has been applied unevenly in the past to people of color. It's been applied unevenly in the past to anyone who doesn't have standing with someone else, be it based on color, religion, economics. Doesn't justify any of it. Not any of it can be justified. You cannot make an argument for me and say, no, that's okay. They're not. And when members of their own community say that is not the way to do, and you want to tell me Martin Luther King was stupid, he didn't know, that he missed the boat, we wouldn't have had any of this if he had been violent in the streets. Do you think it would have been where we are? Could we change things and make them better? Yes. Now let me give you another view here for a moment. Project Veritas, of course, is documenting a lot of folks doing things that they wish they hadn't been caught doing, but they were. Project Veritas just released a new edit, a piece depicting a man identified as Michael Beller. He is a legal attorney for PBS. Project Veritas says he was a principal counsel. Well, PBS now says, after seeing that Project Veritas thing, he no longer worked for PBS, and he was a mid-level staff attorney, did not speak on behalf of our organization, nor did he make any editorial decisions. That's their opinion. As if those around him didn't know his attitude and so forth, but they allowed it to happen because it was PBS. Well, what did he say? He actually, when being questioned about if the election goes the wrong way, if we have problems with this election, and Trump ends up winning, what could happen? And then also the question being, what if Biden wins? I want you to hear some of his reactions coming up in a moment. We'll go into it after the break. We'll do it after the break because I'm too tight on some of the time here. But I will tell you again that what we see as usual, whenever somebody gets caught saying what they really believe and what they were doing, they suddenly want to make it all go away, obviously. Remember the Project Veritas showing that the president of CNN was sitting in on the morning decision stories as to what we're going to cover and how we're going to cover it. And they listened for a couple of months to the morning call-in, monitoring it, then started playing it back and called in themselves on one of the days and exposing it. Because it was clear CNN was not going to be doing anything legitimate. They will always be looking for something to damage Trump and Trump supporters. Well, then you want to hear what this lawyer for PBS had to say and what PBS now says. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Yes. Sir. All right, so once again, Project Veritas has caught somebody mouthing off when they did not know they were being taped. This involved a guy by the name of Michael Beller, an attorney for PBS. Now, PBS has since said, oh, this is a mid-level guy, had no editorial decisions, and he's dismissed. He got dismissed the very day the story broke. They moved quickly to separate. Why? Well, because he was caught in a video, a conversation at a restaurant, and someone's asking him basically about the election coming up and what should be done with Trump's supporters and their children if Biden wins. Again, it's kind of hard to hear. I'll repeat some of it for you, but here's the actual tape.
You know what Biden means? Well, for a lot of Republican voters and Homeland Security, we'll take the children and we'll put them into re-education camps.
What are we going to do if we don't like
them? Go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails.
Now, I know that's very hard for you to hear, and I understand that. But, of course, if we were on TV, I'd be putting up words so you could follow along. But let me read exactly what he said. He said, even if Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters and Homeland Security will take away their children. That's what he said. Then we'll put them into re-education camps. And there's kind of a laugh by the person kind of interviewing, trying to keep it going. And he begins to insist these would be enlightenment camps, nice places, Sesame Street characters in the classroom, and they could watch PBS all day. He said, I have concern about children growing up knowing nothing but Trump for 4 years. You got to wonder what it's like. We're raised a generation of intolerant, horrible people, horrible kids. And also said, Americans are so effing dumb. Washington's a good place to live where people are educated and stuff. Can you imagine if you live in one of these other towns and states where everybody's just stupid? Yep. PBS lawyer. Well, again, once it surfaced, they quickly rushed out and said, this employee no longer works for PBS. Mid-level staff attorney did not speak on behalf of our organization, nor did we make any editorial decisions. No place for hateful rhetoric at PBS. And this individual's rules, or views, I should say, in no way reflect our values or opinions. We strongly condemn violence. We'll continue to do what we've done for 50 years, using our national platform and local presence to strengthen communities and bring people together. Yes, PBS has done that to some extent, but they've also been a divisive element as well. And the other part being, aside from that, federal tax dollars, your tax dollars are also going into PBS, in addition to the TV drives, everything else they have. I'm going to figure out a way. I'm going to get close to Biden in this next. I want him to start seeing tax money go to Larry Connors USA. I'm telling you up front. I'm telling you what my plan is. Well, there's another piece of this edited video. And again, it's going to be very hard to hear. But they were then, Beller is celebrating the spike in coronavirus cases in red states.
What's great is that COVID is spiking in all the red states right now. So that's great.
Why do you think so?
Because either those people are coming out to vote, Trump, that's the red states, or a lot of them are sick and dying.
Now, I think you heard that one better than the other. He's saying the surge of coronavirus cases in red states is great. The person in the conversation, why do you think so? Because either those people won't come out to vote for Trump, you know, in the red states, or a lot of them are sick and dying. Isn't that funny? that's funny. But again, PBS says, this is not what we represent, so forth, so on. Every time something like this happens, an organization steps up and does that. Well, sure, they're going to have to separate themselves and, of course, separate him immediately. And they all act like, well, I never heard him speak like this. Do you not believe, I mean, riddle me this. Do you not think some of the people he worked around and knew him knew he kind of had these attitudes? And, in fact, maybe they encouraged, they all laughed together about it, thinking it's all funny and so forth at the time? Because they agree. Let me remind you of something that Hillary Clinton certainly knows. when she was running for president against Obama. I mean, before Obama surfaced, she was going to be the next president. And then here came Obama, this junior senator, a young black man from Illinois. Bill Clinton, on behalf of Hillary, knowing I owe her, went to Ted Kennedy and was talking about, hey, you know, we need to raise some money and so forth. And this guy coming out, I mean, there's a time he'd be stepping and fetching us coffee. That old Arkansas humor, right? Kennedy didn't like it one bit. Shut off all contact with the Clintons, apparently, and certainly the money. Because anytime you're joking and mocking someone for whatever reason, especially based upon their color or lack of education, or just because you think you're superior, you are wrong. Hope you join us again tomorrow. Let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. I appreciate your support. You are helping spread the word. This program is blowing up. I constantly see new people coming in to listen. I appreciate it. Be here tomorrow. In the meantime, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.